بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. إلهي إن أفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك وإن كان قد دنا أجلي ولم يدنني منك عملي فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي. Oh my Lord, if you forgive me, then who is sweeter than you to do that? If the time of my death has come near and my deeds have not still brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins a means of approaching you. Actually, in this phrase of dua, we are declaring two things. First, we say, Oh my God, Oh my Lord, if there is forgiveness, if there is forgiveness for our sins, for our wrong, for our mistaken, who is sweeter than you to do that? So we appeal forgiveness from you. This is first. Secondly, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Oh my God, if the time of my death comes near, but my deeds have not still brought me close to you, I don't have any other choice. I can't do anything. All doors have been closed towards me. Only one door is opened for me. What is that door? Only what I have is admission of my sin, confession of my sin. I say to you, I am sinner. I have done a lot bad. I'm wronger in my life. So I appeal your forgiveness and your mercy. Concerning these two phrases, there are some issues and questions which we must talk about it. First of all, as you know, in Dua Kumail, in Dua Abu Hamza Thamali, in Munajat Sha'baniya, and in all Duas of A'imma Alayhim As-Salam, they are claiming that they are sinners. If you don't know the speaker, that is the Imam alayhi salam, you think, according to the dua, you think the speaker of this dua and such dua is the man who committed all types of sin, with regardless to the speaker. Don't think you know Imam Ali alayhi salam who is the speaker of the dua Kumail. Without regarding to the speaker of Munajat Sha'baniya, of dua Imam Abu Hamza, which is Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. No, regardless into the speaker, if you look at only at the content of the dua, you think the speaker of this dua has committed all type of sins. In dua Kumail, Elahi, اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحت كل اسم اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقم You say, Allahumma ighfir li kulla dhanbin adhnabtu wa kulla khati'atin akhta'atuha. Oh my God, forgive me every sin I have committed and every mistake I have made. In dua Abu Hamza al-Thamali, which we recited during the Ramadan every night. فَمَنْ أَسْوَأُ حَالًا مِنْكِ مِنِّي إِنْ أَنَا نُغِلْتُ إِلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي. Oh my God, who is worse than me? If I come to you by this situation in which I'm on it. So, if we look at all this type of dua, we will find out A'imma alayhim as-salam explained that they have committed a lot of sins in their life and they are seeking and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Abu Darda is one companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. He says, one night I went out from Medina. So out of town, I was hearing a voice. Somebody's crying and say something. I said to myself, exactly is Imam Ali alayhi salam. I wanted to hear to him what he say and listen to him. I wanted to listen to him. So when I could get closer to them, to him, he was saying, Ilahi, intala fi isyanika umri'i, wa adhuma fi s-suhufi dhanbi'i, fama ana bimuammilin ghayra ghufranik, wala rajin ghayra ridwanik. آه آه من نار نزاعة للشواء آه آه من نار تنضج الأكباد والكلى. He was reciting this dua. Oh my God, إن طال في إسيانك عمري. I spend all my time in disobedience of you. I don't have any good deed in my life. So after some while, I didn't hear anything from Imam Ali. I went to him and I called him, but there is no response. I told him, Oh Ya Abul Hasan, Oh Ya Abul Hasan. I didn't get any response. So I shook him. حَرَّكْتُهُ فَلَمْ يَتَحَرَّكْ. I told, مَاتَ وَاللَّهِ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ. Pass away, Imam Ali, pass away. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. I came to Medina and I went to the house of Fatima and I knocked the door. In the midnight, Fatima, Salamullah alayha, asked me, Who are you? I told her, Oh, daughter of the Prophet, A'azamallah lakil ajr. I came to give the condolence to you. Please accept my condolence. She asked me, What's happened? I narrated for her the situation and what I saw. She said, No, he didn't die. He didn't pass away. تِلْكَ غَشْيَةٌ تَعْرُضُهَا فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. Every night, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is his situation. And she called Hassan and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they brought some water, and we came to Imam Ali alayhi salam. So after that, when we wake up Imam Ali alayhi salam, I cried for him. He told me, "Ya Abu Darda, don't cry for me now. But in the day of judgment, when they will ask, 'Khudu' فَغُلُّوهُ, take him and chain him and bring him towards the hell. At that time, you must cry for me.'" So this is the situation of Imam alayhi salam. This is from in one hand. And in another hand, we know Imams alayhi salam, all of them are infallible. They are ma'soom. They are not committing any type of sin. So how we can combine between these two things? According to theology, according to Holy Quran, according to a lot of ahadith and traditions, that A'imma alayhim as-salam, as like the prophets, are infallible. They are ma'asum. They are sinless. They don't have any type and they are obscene, and they don't commit any sin in their lives. So, but themselves, they are declaring that they are committing sin, and they are appealing forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our scholars answered this question. Actually, maybe I will answer this question in four ways. First answer of this question is that they say yes, A'imma alayhim as-salam are infallible, but they are leader, master of the nation, of the ummah, and they are guides of the ummah towards the paradise. Whenever and whatever they speak, they are speaking instead of their ummah. So when they take them towards the paradise, They are declaring the situation of the people to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are speaker, like a speaker of parliament. They are speaker of the ummah, of their followers, of the Shia, to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This doesn't mean that A'imma alayhim as-salam are committing any type of sins. No. But because they are ummah, they are nations, they are followers, they are Shia, are committing sins. So instead of them, they are speaking. Like you. For instance, your son, he had done a lot of problem in his school. You will go to headmaster of school and you apologize. "Sorry, I apologize. Please forgive us." Isn't it? Exactly. You have done nothing. Your son had done. But you apologize. You excuse. So, A'imma alayhim as-salam, our father, our leader, our masters. So, they apologize. Instead of their followers, instead of their Shia. And they say, "Oh my God, Allahumma khfir li adh-dhunub allati." This is one answer of this question. The second answer of, and actually this is common, like Imam, do you know during the Salatul Jama'ah, you should not recite the Surah Fatiha and also Tawheed. He will recite instead of you. Why? Because you say, "Oh my God, he's better than me. He's clear than me, and he's pious. He's worshiper than me. So instead of us, he will speak to you." This is one. And also in our salat, we say, "Iyyaka na'bud." We worship you. Although here, the position is the position of humbleness. We should be humble. We should not say "we." We must say "I." Because if you want to respect, you say we instead to say I. Isn't it? But why we say we? Because, let me give you an example. Now here we have meeting, and we wrote, there is no, we don't allow any children or small boy come inside. So now you will be here. If a young boy comes and he wants to come inside, then no, you can't enter. But if there are 10, 20, 30 people are coming inside and one young boy amongst them, you don't prevent him. He can come inside. Isn't it? And for instance, if you buy dust, it's haram to pay money for it. Because dust doesn't have any value. So you cannot buy it as you cannot sell it. But when you will buy rice, there is some dust on it, isn't it? And when you weigh it, so you pay for it. If you want to buy dust independently, only dust, you can't buy it. Because it doesn't have any value. Whenever you go, you can get it. You can get 2 kilo, 1 kilo, or half of kilo dust. But if the dust is among the rice, you can pay for it. There is no problem. Even if you want to buy blood, only blood, you can pay for it. But when you will buy meat, there is some blood on it. There is no problem to pay for it. Now we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, I don't have any value. But I'm as a dust in the rice. I will come to you, I worship you, I seek help from you with other mu'mineen, with other believers, and with Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. Because at this time, in the first time, Imam al-Hujjah also is offering his salat. So I offer my salat with Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. So you expect, you get my salat with salat of Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam together. My salat doesn't have any value, but his salat has value. So you accept it. You accept my salat with other people. Instead, I say, I worship you, I say, we worship you, because we want to say we are together. So here, Imam alayhi salam, instead of the followers and Shia and Ummah, he speaks to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is one answer. The second answer is that, actually, Imams alayhi salam, when they do such dua, exactly, they don't want to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness, because they didn't commit any sins. They are sinless. But they want to teach us how we should do dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what we should ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Exactly. We don't know what we should ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Maybe you heard this history. One of our ulama, his name is Sheikh Hassan Ali Nukhodaki. 1 year, he fasted every day and he worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every night. Never he slept. 1 year. After 1 year, he wanted to see Al-Imam Al-Hujjah alayhi salatu wasalam. He could see Imam Al-Hujjah alayhi salam. Imam asked him, he didn't recognize Al-Imam. But Imam alayhi salam asked him, what do you want? He said, I need two riyal for instance, 2 dirham. Because I own somebody 2 dirham I borrow from him and I want loan, I have loan, so I should give him back. Imam alayhi salam, only you fasted 1 year and you worshipped 1 year. You want this one? Said, yes, I want this one. and he gave him, suddenly he realized that he was Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. He started to cry. Exactly, if we want to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala something, we don't know what we should ask from him. Oh my God, give me a very big house. Give me a very big car. Give me Mercedes. Give me, I don't know, very big house. 2 million pounds is enough for me. And I have so and so and so. Isn't it? This is what we wanted from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Al-A'imma alayhim as-salam, what they say? Ilahi, in kana qaddana ajali, walam yudnani minka amali, faqad ja'altu al-iqrara bi-dhanbi ilayka wasilati. And when we will go to A'imma alayhim as-salam, to their shrine for ziyara, we don't know what we should ask from them. Exactly, we don't know. I remember we had one, our ulama, he was telling us, please, when you go to Imam Reza alayhi salam, don't teach him how he should give to you and what he should give to you, because you don't know. If you go to his house, like you will go to ocean and you will take 1 liter of water. This is shameful. You will go to ocean of mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, manifestation of mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you ask him to give you 1 house or 1 million pounds. No. You ask him forgiveness of all mankind, and they will give. They will give. Don't ask him something which doesn't have any value. Okay, so A'imma alayhim as-salam, through dua, wanted to teach us, when we do dua, how we should do our dua and what we should ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third answer of this question is that there is certain, I don't know, is it hadith or is sentence from some of our ulama, but it's very good sentence, which is said, Hasanatul Abrar Sayyatul Muqarrabin. The good deeds of good people, the good deeds of good people are considered as evil of awliya Allah, of those people who are close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wali awliya. The good deeds of good people are considered as sayyi'at evil of those people who are close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sayyi'atul muqarrabin. So A'imma alayhim as-salam, they don't commit any type of sin, but even they are drinking, they are eating, they think this is some type of sin, because they are drinking in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are eating before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example. You will go to the house of a president of the country. Okay. You are not committing any type of sin, but frequently ask, oh, forgive me. Sorry. Oh, what you have done? Nothing. But you excuse him all the time, isn't it? Oh, sorry, excuse me, I apologize you, excuse me. Because you see that, and you think to be here and your existence is type of sin. Because of that, you apologize. Now we are sitting here. You are hungry, you want to eat something. Or you are thirsty, you want to drink. 7, 10, 40 times you apologize and excuse me. Oh, sorry. A'imma alayhim as-salam, because they are in before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all the time they see and they think that their existence before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is type of sin. But exactly, it's not sin. But they think this is also a sin because they are before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one answer also. There is another answer. The fourth answer of this question is that A'imma alayhim as-salam, or everybody, has two positions. Before I explain about this position, let me tell you, we have the elements and factors of guidance. The factors and elements of guidance are three. First, al-aql, mind, intellect. The second, faith, al-iman. The third one is knowledge. The elements and pillars and principles of guidance are three. Intellect, aql, and faith, iman. And the last one is knowledge. So, and knowledge. These three are principles of guidance. Sometimes we see and we think that these are from us. Because of our good action, we could get it. We could bring it to us. We could have it. So if you are in this situation and in this position, when you look at those people who lack this type of guidance, you see they are nothing and you are better than them. But if you think the faith, intellect, and also knowledge is not from you, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave it to you. If you look at yourself, and you look at yourself, when you don't have this type of guidance, you see if you don't have this type of guidance, and Allah didn't give these types and elements and principles to you, you were sinner, you were very bad, you were committing all type of sins in your life. Because Allah protected you. Please look at this verse of Holy Quran. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed the Prophet of Islam and he said, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى in Surah Al-Dhuha, chapter 93. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى. Do he not find you an orphan and shelter you? And did he not find you astray and guide you? Allah wanted to say to his prophet that you were orphan. Allah protected you. If Allah didn't protect you, you were astray. So in another verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 100, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. No soul may have faith except by Allah's will. If Allah wanted, we have faith, we have will, we have iman. We have iman. If Allah didn't want, we didn't have any type of iman. Even, and also in another verse, in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 52. Verse 52. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. If we didn't reveal to you, you didn't know what is the iman and what is the book. So because we gave it to you. So A'imma alayhimu salam realized that if they have iman, if they have isma, if they have everything, this is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is one position. The second position, they look at themselves when they are empty. They are can, they are container, they are dish, they are hat. Empty of iman, empty of kitab, empty of obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If empty of everything, they say, oh, we were sinner. We were very bad in our life. We were committing a lot of sin in our life. Like, for example, we say, if there is no prophet, exactly, we didn't know how we should eat. We didn't know what we should do. Isn't it? Because of the prophet, now we know what we should do in our life. Because of the prophets, we recognize ourselves. We recognize our life. Otherwise, we were nothing. So, A'imma alayhimu salam say, if there is no help and support of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we were committing everything. So this is another answer of this question. And exactly, if we look at these answers of the question, we find out some answers are not very good. For instance, Imam didn't want to teach us. Yes, exactly, they wanted to teach us, but they didn't forget themselves. It's not only for teaching other people. I think the best answer of the question is this one. A'imma alayhim wasalam didn't commit any type of sin, but they were thinking that if there is no support of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they were nothing. So they were committing everything. Okay, this is one questions which we wanted to talk about it. Second issue and problems which we want to talk about it concerning this phrase of dua is that usually we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness. Oh my God, forgive me. And we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us. But there is a question. If Allah forgive sinners like me, so He will reward me. And exactly, Allah will reward the obedient. So this is opposite of wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is contrary to the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because I am sinner. And in the end of my life, I will come to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and I appeal forgiveness from Him and He will forgive me. And you have done a lot of dua, worshipping and good deeds in your life. So Allah will reward you and enter you to the paradise. So what's different between me and you? Exactly, this is contrary to the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is contrary and opposite and opponent of the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like a teacher, in the end of year, academic year, he gives to good students 100, as well as he gives to bad students also 100. No, I want to give to everybody 100. Is it good teacher? No. This is not from wisdom. So how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives some sinners? By coming to Him and they ask Him, oh, forgive me. Okay. The answer of this question is that exactly Allah will forgive us. But is not without anything. Why Allah will reward some people and obedient? Because of their action, isn't it? They have done some means in their life. The means which they committed in their lives are Salat, Saum, paying Zakat, paying Khums, going to Hajj, going to Ziyarat of Imam Rida alayhi salam, going to Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, giving food to some people, inviting some people, or visiting relatives or families, and so and so. These are means, tools for getting mercy and blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, isn't it? For instance, we say, Sumu as-sumu junnatun minan nar. The fasting and saum prevents you from fire, from nar. This is what means. So, we say Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never forgive anybody without any means. But the sinner also need means, tools. What is their means? Their means is admission and claim of their sin. This is one means. As Salat and Saum are means to getting the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the confession and admission and claim of sin, to declare that you are sinner, this is one means of getting mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because of that, Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, oh my God, إن كان قدنا أجلي, if the time of my death has come near, ولم يدنني منك عملي, and my deeds have not still brought me close to you, فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي. فَقَدْ جَعَلْتُ, I make this confession, this admission, this claim of my sin, a means of approaching you. Imam says, al-iqrar, confession of sin, is means of approaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, getting close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is a question, how confession and admission and claim of sin can be equal of or equal to Salat, Saum, and so and so. How it can be? The answer is clear, obviously. Because everybody likes himself. We like ourselves. Nobody is ready to say, I am sinner and I am bad. Yes, by our tongue we say, but exactly never we accept from anybody that he is better than me. Even we don't exactly say, and we don't confess that the maraj are better than us. Never. Yes, maybe I will say, verbally I will say, but if I want to do something, I will not do. Now somebody comes here and say, please, I want to give £1,000,000 to best of you. Raise your hand. Who will raise his hand? First of all, you, I will raise my hand. Although I'm not better than anybody. Exactly. But because, yes. How I can lose £1,000,000? No, never. Now, they want to take some our brothers to Mecca. Okay, don't leave the money. They want to take some of us to Mecca. Somebody comes here and say, please, I bought 5 tickets and sick of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and visa for Umrah, I want to give to five best of you among you. Oh, please give me. Yesterday I did my Salatul Layl. Yesterday I paid some money. And last year also I fasted 2 days. Isn't it? So everybody likes himself and never is ready to say I'm bad. But if he comes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by his hat and confess and admit that, oh my God, I make mistake. I did bad. But truly, truly, it's not telling lie. This like Salat, this like Psalm, this like Zakat. Once some people have come to Pharaoh and they ask him, you claim that you are our God. He said, yes. They ask him, this is the fruit. Can you make it gold? Because otherwise, we realize that you are not our God. He said, okay, leave it here, tomorrow come. In the midnight, he wake up. And exactly by his hat, he went to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Out of his house. And he cried. And he said to him, Allah, oh my God, I know I'm nothing. I'm aware of my situation. But don't spoil my face towards in front of the people. Help me. I seek you. I appeal you, please, please, forgive me and help me. I don't want tomorrow these people are coming to me and they say, oh, why you couldn't change it to gold? Following day, when they came to him, they found it is gold. And he gave it to them. Another time, some other people, a group of people came to Pharaoh and asked him, please, this is a dry season. We need rain. You are our God. You are our Lord. You must send some water and rain to us. Said, okay, tomorrow, tomorrow. And also he went to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he prayed. Going to Allah by our hat and confess that I'm sinner. This is like exactly type of sin and exactly is difficult for everybody to say that I'm sinner. However, Imam alayhi salam says this is some means al-i'tiraf bil-dhunub is means to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to get in forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Okay, so there is another question. Because some scholars say this is haram, this is shirk, to get means and to go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As they say, this is tawassul. Tawassul also means, what is the meaning of tawassul? Tawassul, the root of tawassul is wasila. Wasila means, this is means. So wasila, isn't it? When you do tawassul to A'imma alayhi wasalam, that means you get A'imma as the means to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because of their position. So you will go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through them and you will ask them, they should pray instead of you. So it's not forbidden in Islam. Oh, is it possible to ask somebody to do dua for you or not? According to Wahhabis and some scholars, they say, no, this is haram, this is shirk. Why you do tawassul? Why you do, you say, Ya Hussein, Ya Abbas, Ya Ali? Okay. Let's listen to Holy Quran to find out what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, uh, Yes. Yeah, in chapter 5, chapter Ma'adah, verse 35. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa abtaghu ilayhi wasila. Oh, you have faith, be wary of Allah and seek the means towards and approaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Wasila means tools towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here also Imam Ali alayhi salam says al-i'tiraf wal-iqrar bil-dhanb, admission and claim of sin, this is wasila, means to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, verse 64, Surah An-Nisa, verse 64, Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا. When they wronged themselves, come to you and pleaded to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and the apostle had pleaded for them, they would have surely found Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all merciful. If they come to the Prophet of Islam and Prophet of Islam pleads for them forgiveness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive them. So you can go to the Prophet and ask him to do istighfar for you. And also, according to the Holy Quran, in Surah Yusuf, the sons of Yusuf, Ya'qub, when they realize that their father is aware of what they have done to their brother, Yusuf, they came to him. And what they said? Surah Yusuf, verse 97. قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا إنا كنا خاطئين. Oh, they said, Father, plead with Allah forgiveness of our sin. We have indeed erring. We did wrong. So they didn't go directly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness, but they came to their father, and Allah narrated for us, if it was forbidden, never Allah narrated for us and quoted for us. And also concerning the Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, verse 114, say, مَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَأَبِيهِ إِلَّا أَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا. Ibrahim alayhi salam plead forgiveness for his uncle. Actually, in the Holy Quran says his father. Why? Because he promised him, but Allah never forgive him, because he was mushrik, the uncle of Ibrahim alayhi salam. However, there is no any problem, according to the verses of Holy Quran, to do tawassul and to seek means and tools to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Okay, what is the best means to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? One of the means has been mentioned in this dua, and al-iqrar bil-dhunub, confession of sin. This is one. But we have better than this. And best one is Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The best thing to say, Ya Muhammad wa Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, Ya Hassan wa Ya Hussein. Because of that, we have dua tawassul. Ya wajihan عند Allah. Even according to Sunni people in their book, they wrote that Adam alayhi salam for 400 years he cried and he was appealing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But after 400 years, Jibril alayhi salam came to him and he taught him the name of A'imma alayhi salam. And he asked forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by the name of A'imma alayhi salam, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgave him. So I think the best means of forgiveness, we have it, alhamdulillah. We have access to it. Maybe you heard Muqaddas al-Ardabili. Muqaddas Sheikh Muhammad al-Muqaddas al-Ardabili. He wanted to make ablution, to do wudu for Nafilatul Layl. So at that time there wasn't pipe. He wanted to get water from well. So he sent the bucket to the well, but when he took it up, it was full of gold. Second time also it was full of gold. The third one it was full of gold. So he said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh my God, Ahmad, his name was Ahmad. Ahmad wants water to make ablution and worship you. What I want to do with this gold material? I don't want it. After that, when he sent his bucket to the well, he could get water. Whenever he had any problem and question, he was going directly to Haram and shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he was asking Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he was getting his answer from Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are a lot of history concerning him. But after his death, they saw him in their dream, and he said, "Halakatna al-fatawa lawla wilayatu sahib hadha al-qabr." If there is no wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, my fatwa, my decree have been killed me and demolished me and my life and spoiled whatever I have done it. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala entered me to the paradise because of wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. However, al-iqrar bil-dhunub, confession of sin, is one means. And always we should say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, I am sinner. Because this is difficult. Usually we are making sin and we are committing sin and we say to Allah tabaraka, we say and we justify. We say, no, because of so and so and so, I have done so and so. For instance, please, when you will go, one of my brother was telling me, whenever I go to my home and my wife comes and started to claim, I realized she did some mistake and she wanted to tolerate it to me. She wanted to oppose it to me, and I have done it. When I go and she burned the food, oh, what is this cooking gas? It's very bad. What is this pot? What is this so and so and so? Why do you come late? I realized she did mistake, so he wanted to impose it to me. This is our, and carry it to me. This is our situation. Whatever we do wrong in our life, we want to say somebody else has done it, but otherwise I'm a very good man. And usually when we justify our making mistake, we say because of environment, because of so and so. Isn't it? Otherwise I'm very good. So I'm living in here in London, otherwise I have best man. If I was in Karbala, if I was in Qom, I was best. If I'm in Qom, I will bring another justification. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us an example. Two examples. One, she was in West environment, West house, but she was best woman, the wife of Pharaoh. the wife of Pharaoh. The second example is among the women. Among the women. They were in the best environment, best house, but they were best women. Wife of Nuh and wife of Lut. These two. And also, let us among ourselves, sorry, for the woman. Men. Son of Nuh. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 46. Ya Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih. Oh no, indeed, he is not of your family. Indeed, he is unrighteous conduct. And concerning the wife of Nuh and wife of Lut in Surah Al-Tahrim, chapter 66, verse 10. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَإِمْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ أَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الصَّالِحَيْنِ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. Allah draws an example for the unbelievers, faithless. The wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut, they were on the two our righteous servant. But what they have done, they make mistake. And concerning the wife of Pharaoh, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Tahrim, chapter 66, verse 11, Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah draws example for those who have faith, the wife of Pharaoh. When she said, My Lord, build me a home near you in paradise. He said, ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة. She said, first he said, near to you. After that she said, house and home in the paradise. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to say, please don't impose all your wrong in the environment, in the situation, in your wife, in your husband, in your job, in your business. No. If you have good will, strong will, you can do whatever you want to do. If you are in the house of Pharaoh and you don't have strong will, you will do wrong. If you are in bad, you don't have good will and you are in the very best house, like house of Nuh, Lut, or Nuh alayhi salam, but you will be like his son or his wife. Only remain one thing here, one question. Do we have time? 1 minute. Okay, so. Usually, in our dua, we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Oh my God, send me your mercy. Give me your rahmah, your blessing. Forgive me. And give me your happiness. Be satisfied with me. I want to say exactly this is changing of the world. This is not correct. Let me give you an example. When we say sunrise and sunset, this is wrong. Because we don't have sunrise. We don't have sunset. All the time, the sun is there. Isn't it? There is no movement for sun in the middle. This is the earth. Moves. So when this side of earth is object to the sun, we say sunrise. When it changes and that side is object to the sun and this side is not object to the sun, we say sunset. Isn't it? But exactly, we don't have sunrise and sunset. We change ourselves. concerning the mercy and blessing and rahmah and forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the same. The case of rahmah, the case of blessing, the case of satisfaction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the same. The rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala includes everything and cover everything. The satisfaction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala covers everything, includes everything. But this is up to you to go under the umbrella of mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to go under the umbrella of satisfaction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to go under of forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is no any change in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because we said Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never will be changed. He's not object of changing, but we change. So we should not say Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me your mercy. No, we should make ourselves object of to mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we should go under his the umbrella of forgiveness. Otherwise, the rahmah and afwa and maghfirah, forgiveness, mercy, and grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cover everything, include everything, but I should not go out of that one. I should not tell. I should face always towards his rahmah, his mercy. This up to us. But we don't have any other word. Exactly when we say sunrise, sunset, sundown, isn't it? This is wrong, but usually we used to it, we say. So concerning the rahmah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mercy, forgiveness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we say the same. But we should go towards his rahmah and his blessing. We have this verse of Holy Quran. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Never Allah punish them while, O my Prophet, you are among them. You are. But ma kana Allah, never Allah punish them while you are in them. Wa anta fihim. Fi means in, inside of them. He didn't say bainahum, bainahum among them. But Allah says fihim. Fihim means inside of them, inside of their heart. So no doubt about it, that the Prophet exactly in our heart, our flesh, our blood, our bone, our mind, our heart, all our parts are mixed by the love of Prophet and his manifestation of rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we are not object of azab and punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah. Thank you, Sheikh. We have about a few minutes for comments or question answer. Any sisters, I'll pass the mic. Brothers, is any sister who wants to ask anything? Yeah, there is a mic there.
Assalamu alaikum.
You spoke about the ayahs of Vasila, Surah Maida, Surah An-Nisa, Surah Yusuf. Our ulama have said that there is Vasila. Has there been any discourse with the Wahhabis regarding this, and what is their answer to this?
Actually, Wahhabi says, if Allah tabarak, you want to go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or mercy or paradise from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you must go directly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, and concerning the verse ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O believers, be aware of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wabtagu, and get. Al-wasila. They say wasila here means as-salat, as-sawm. It's not anybody. Okay. Yes, we have some hadith also concerning this from A'imma alayhi salam. Wasila is salat, sawm, and so and so. Okay? But we have another hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said, Ana wasilatuhu. I am means to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So our question is that, which salat? Salat which I'm doing it? My salat is better, oh Imam Ali alayhi salam. My salat is better, oh Fatima. No doubt about it. Even I'm feeling shame to say I have salat on, I offered my salat. Which type of salat? This is the first. Secondly, according to the verse in Surah Nisa and Surah Yusuf and also Surah Tawbah, the children and the sons of Ya'qub alayhi salam, they came to him, they asked him forgiveness. They say, no. They ignore it, exactly. They don't have any answer for this verse of Holy Quran. And they close their eyes concerning this verse. And they said, they came to, because they weren't believer. But now we are believer, we are mu'minin, so we can't go to anybody like Shia. They go to their imam and they ask him. This is all. And also some of them, they look at this one. They couldn't ignore completely. But they said, yes. During the time, because exactly this is, you can't ignore this verse. If you come to the Prophet and Prophet appeal forgiveness for you, Allah will forgive you. They said, yes. If the Prophet is alive, you can go to him. But then Prophet now is died. You can't go to him and ask him anything because he passed away. He said, no. According to other verses, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. Those people who were killed by the way of Allah and jihad, they are not dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. They are alive. So we say the position and station of the Prophet is less than these people? Exactly, no. So exactly, they don't have, only they ignore it. They don't have any answer of these verses of Holy Quran, only they ignore it. Otherwise we say, we don't have any good action, good salat, good psalm, good sadaqah, I don't know. We don't have anything. But what we have it is love of A'imma alayhim wasalam. This is best means which we can get it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Okay. Did you want to add something, sister? Any brother?
Excuse me. Can you clarify what is the difference between istighfar and tawbah?
Yes. Istighfar means to appeal forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh my God, forgive me. Either by saying, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa tubu ala astaghfirullah, or by your heart. To go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ask him forgiveness. But Tawbah means repentance. To go back towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not only to appeal forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by your action. If you make mistake, you should recover it. I can say istighfar is fa'al and action of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We appeal it from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And tawbah is action of abd, action of the people. They must do it. Atubu, I must do something. Astaghfiru, Allah will do something. Yes.
Any sisters? Sheikh, last week you mentioned that when we were talking that, for example, we cannot donate arms or heart or eyes because these limbs belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about donating kidneys? Not also donating, but sometimes kidneys are sold anywhere you go and under the approval of the government even. And so what do you have to say for this one?
Yes, according to jurists and our ulama and fuqaha marajid, they say you can't sell it, give and take money because of that. This is first, because this not belongs to you. This is first. Secondly, you don't have permission to put yourself in object of harmness or harmful, yes? Because they should do operation on you, and this is harm for you. So this one also you don't have permission to do it. But they say if we have something which is more important than this one, the first, the operation is not harmful. There is no problem, exactly, this is one. Secondly, somebody, if you don't give this part of your body to him, he will die. And you can be alive and there is no any problem for your life by one, for instance. Okay? So, there is no problem. But the money which you will get it, the money you should get it, you can't get this money instead of this part. But instead of your right. Let me tell you something. Please, you know, in the first queue or first line of Salatul Jama'ah, the thawab is more than the last one. So, now you will come earlier to the mosque. You will put your turba and your tasbih, subha, shapla, and your hat, for instance, there. You will go out to make your ablution, and when you will come back, nobody can come and sit there, because you have right here. This place is not belong to you, but you have right, because you came here before other people. Now, can you sell it to other men? Yes. You have right. You can't sell the place, because this place is mosque. You can't sell it. But you can say, because I have right to this place to stand here. I'm ready to go back. And because you want to be all the time here in the first queue, first line, so I will take £100,000. And I allow you to stand here. I will tell you, okay, I'm okay. I will pay you, you will go back. This is not haram. You can do. But you will not sell to me this place, because it not belongs to you. Exactly, this is the case of selling our parts. Now, for instance, here, Q, we want to go and buy something. There are, for instance, hundreds or thousands of people here. You are there, I'm here. Can I come and pay something to you and stand instead of you, and you will come back or not? Yes. This money which I'm giving to you, I will give it to you for what? I will give it to you because of your right in this place. Did you get me? So you have right to this part. I don't have right. Because of that you will sell it and you will take money instead of for your right. You will say your right, but you can't sell this one, the part. Because of that, ulama, some ulama, a majority of them say, yes, you can sell it, but exactly the money which will get it is not for the part, but for your right as a mosque. I remember when we were in Qom, old man, he was coming early in the haram, and he was putting some tasbih in the first queue. And when some people were coming late, the businessman, they were coming late, so they will give him some money and they take the place. He was selling the right.